It's my privilege once again to stand before you to be able to share God's Word. And this morning, I would just like to share with us combined maybe devotional, more devotional in approach in terms of looking at this message. And it is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 to 6. And I have entitled this, A Pleasant Walk with God. A Pleasant Walk with God. Please turn your Bibles with me now to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. Maybe before we read, let's bow our heads in prayer to ask the Lord to direct us in the preaching of His Word. Let's pray. Father, we commit our hearts once again, Lord, that You are going to minister to us. We trust not in man. We trust not in our own ability to understand and comprehend, Lord, Your message. But by Your Holy Spirit, who works in our hearts, You will be the one, Lord, to show us the light of Your Word, the things that You want us to know and believe and understand, so that, Lord, You could direct us for the things that You want to do in and through our lives this year. We pray, Lord, that You would set our hearts right toward You, and that, Lord, this message will just be an instrument, Lord, and Your servant will just be Your spokesperson, Lord God, for the things that You will reveal through Your Word. Anoint Your servant, anoint every heart that is here today. Give glory to Your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, I'll be reading from NASB. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him, for he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Now understand, brethren, that another year has come. And last year, we know many things had changed over the years. We had witnessed a lot of things happening at a really dizzying speed. And somehow, 2020 was a year na talagang inapakan ng Panginoon yung preno para lahat po tayo mag-reflect, para lahat po tayo magkaroon ng pagkakataon. Sandali. No, we're moving too fast. Okay, with all these technological advancements, we're moving too fast in terms of conducting ourselves and conducting our lives. And somehow, binibigyan po tayo ng Panginoon to look for the opportunity to examine where we are and how we are as a people. And especially if you are not yet in Christ, no? Sana yung time ng 2020, kung binigyan ka ng pagkakataon, na talagang makita at makilala ang Diyos bilang iyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas. For us naman who are believers already in Jesus Christ, it is an opportunity for us to understand the ways and the purposes of God and know that He is in full control despite of our circumstances, despite of what happens. He is the one who is controlling our lives, every day that we wake up, every day that He has given us the strength to do so, to go about whatever things we needed to do as a people. Makikita po natin lahat ng mga bagay na nilalaan po ng Diyos at pinapaunawa po sa atin ng Diyos in order that somehow we could be drawn to Him and look to Him continually in dependence and acknowledgement that apart from Him, we are nothing and we can do nothing apart from Him. So tayo bilang mga anak ng Diyos, sa lahat ng mga pagbabago sa ating buhay na nangyari, alam natin ang Diyos, ang pinagmulan ng Diyos ang may akda. At kahit pa sa mga bagay na nakikita natin sa ating mga sarili, napapansin natin, many of us through the years have grown older, a little bit lang, no? Or many some of us have grown weaker. Over the years, nararamdaman mo na, lumalagutok na yung mga kasukasuan, and nararamdaman mo na yung paghina ng iyong katawan. Of course, yung mga medyo bata pa sa atin, nararamdaman ninyo yung medyo kalakasan at mas masiglang pangatawan. And sa lahat ng ito, mga kapatid, we know that the years may come and go, but maybe sa iba sa atin, nakikita natin ngayon, nandito, or last year, kaya nakita natin, pero ngayon, wala na. Yung iba, wala na po. Talagang permanently because inuwi na rin po sila ng Panginoon. But we know for certain that we cannot make up for lost times. And as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, one thing remains. We are to walk closer with the Lord. Every year, you know, every coming of every new year, in-examine po natin, kumusta na ba yung lakad natin sa Panginoon? Are you walking God more closely, more consistently, more passionately as you should? Through the years po, nakikita mo ba na lumalago ka sa iyong lakad sa Panginoon? Nakikita mo ba, nararanasan mo ba ang Panginoon sa iyong buhay? That you can say for certain that you're being drawn closer to the Lord each day that passes, each day that comes into your life. Can your walk with God be described as pleasant? Kaya po ng title po natin, A Pleasant Walk with God. Can it be described as a joyful, vibrant, enduring walk with God? O kahit sa anumang pagsubok, nandiyan ka pa rin, lumalakad sa Panginoon, tapat sa Panginoon, namumuhay para sa Panginoon, naglilingkod para sa Panginoon, ina-affirm ang iyong pagmamahal at commitment para sa Kanya at para sa Kanyang katotohanan. And this morning, we will see a glimpse of a person who is described in Scripture as someone who walked with God and He pleased God. Dalawang katangian lamang po na taglay nitong tao pong ito, si Enoch. He walked with God and he pleased God. And God took him away. And God brought him to be with Him for all eternity. We will be looking at his life, we will be looking at some of his experiences, even though, quote, this life was short-lived, although he really did not die, because God really took him away. And this is evident of the fact that, sabi ng Bible, God was pleased with him. He pleased God. And because of that, God brought him home. There are only two people in the Bible who did not experience death. Okay, he is the first one, Enoch. The second one is Elijah. And he was medyo grand yung kay Elijah eh. Dahil sinakay siya ng Panginoon sa chariot, no? And but of course, one day to the New Testament saints, we are looking for something na mangyayari pa po. Okay, and soon to come. And we're talking about the rapture of the church. We're talking about when the church will be translated into glory. Hindi po makakaranas ng kamatayan. And hopefully tayo po yung henerasyon na yon. Amen? Hopefully tayo po yung henerasyon na makakawitness po nung rapture. Pero kung hindi man po, magpasalamat pa rin po tayo dahil to live is Christ, to die is gain. Okay, so whether by life or by death, our desire is to continually glorify and please our God in our lives. Buhay o kamatayan, hindi ho pwedeng maghihiwalay, makapaghihiwalay sa atin sa piling ng Diyos. So, kanya-kanyang pamamaraan lamang po kung paano ho tayo iwi ng Panginoon. Pero dito po, sa kaso po ni Enoch, Enoch walked with God and he was not found because God took him, as the Bible describes. Now, special din po yung kay Elijah. Now, these are powerful evidences and testimonies indeed of the power of God. Pinatunayan na po ng Panginoon noon pa lamang ang kanya pong kapangyarihan over sin, over death, over anything that might befall mankind. And hopefully tayo bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, as we are reminded of these truths, brethren, we will never ever forget how much God looks upon His children. Even the death of His loved one is precious in His eyes. Sabi po ng Bible, the death of His saints is precious to God. And believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are here today. Whatever might befall us in this life, whether abutan po tayo ng rapture ngayong taon o kailan man po darating po yun, o abutan po tayo ng kamatayan, tiyak po natin ay nasa piling po tayo ng Panginoon lalagi magpakailanman. And we shall be with the Lord forever to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. But meanwhile, as we await that time, we are here today to devote ourselves, to be walking with God like Enoch, to please God in our lives, in all that we do, and in all that we are. Now, of course, as any other passage that we study, it is important for us to look into the context. In Hebrews chapter 10 and 11, actually, gives us a, of course, closer perspective. You can read through Hebrews, and you'll find the greater context of our story here, of our situation, kung saan minentioned si Enoch. Now, of course, the theme of Hebrews is really the superiority of Christ over all things. Superiority of Christ over the angels, superiority of Christ over the priestly ministry, over any sacrificial system of the Old Testament, over anything, over anyone who has come before Him. And He is the fulfillment of all things that God has promised throughout from the beginning of time. And God has spoken, sabi nga niya, through the prophets, through the various means and ways. And now He has spoken to us through His beloved Son. And the Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation, the image of God Himself. In other words, He is God. And we can devote our time truly knowing Him and examining how we can grow closer to Him and walk with Him by faith. Now, part of the focus of Hebrews is to encourage Christians who might be in a situation of discouragement or kumbaga na doon po sila sa sitwasyon na malapit po silang gumibap dahil po sa maraming mga challenges sa kanilang buhay. Yes, totoo, kilala nila ang Panginoon, nanampalataya sila kay Kristo Jesus, at naniwala sila sa ginawa ni Jesus sa krus na yun ho ay sapat upang bayaran ng kanilang mga kasalanan. Ngunit sa pagdaan ng mga panahon, sa paglipas ng mga araw, nararamdaman din po nila yung pagod, nararamdaman po nila yung pressure, nararamdaman po nila yung opposition, lalo na sa mga taong nakapaligid po sa kanila. They also live in a time when there's so much ungodliness. And the writer of Hebrews wanted them to draw closer to God, okay, and not depart from Him. So, yun ho ang tema po dito sa Hebrews chapter 10. And sinabi po niya, let us draw near with confidence. Let us enter into the holy place. Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Let us encourage one another. All the more, no, as you see the day drawing near, let us not neglect, let us not forsake our coming together. Let us do this as often as we can, as able as we can, because the time is near. Jesus is about to come back. Okay, so the coming of the Lord is imminent, and they had to stand firm in the Lord and be focused on Him and on Him alone. And part of that also was to encourage them in Hebrews chapter 11 through life examples. So life on life is not only speaking about vague realities, brethren. He wanted to show them that this is what happened in the past through the lives of these saints. And this is how you, as saints at present, he was talking to them and to you and I who are present today listening to this, so that we might have a true example. People like us, people who might be weak, people who might be struggling, people who might be experiencing maybe different degrees of difficulties and trials, but we know that we have the same God that we are following, that we are worshiping. And we can do this by faith. We can do this by faith. And that's why he already established what it means to walk by faith, to live by faith, to triumph in faith, to serve in faith, to worship in faith, to do all of these things by faith in God. So, exciting po actually itong Hebrews chapter 11. We cannot fully exhaust this in this particular preaching, but I hope to whet your appetite to be able to read through Hebrews chapter 11 and be inspired. Because pagdating po sa chapter 12, makikita na po natin yung kanyang gustong iparating po sa kanila. Therefore, okay, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, these people who had gone before us, okay, they have good examples, they are worth to be followed, they are worth to be studied and known in terms of the way that they had lived their lives, devoted their lives. But we have our primary example, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So, siya ang nag-umpisa ng buhay natin, pananampalataya natin, at kung paano po tayo magpatuloy sa Kanya, sa ating lakad sa Kanya. So, living by faith for them is such a real experience filled with hope and conviction about God's reality. It's a living by faith experience. Hindi lamang po ito theoretical, naniniwala ako sa Diyos. Pero sa kanila po, totoo, pinatunayan po nila. Kagaya po, halimbawa, nung una, pinakaunang minention po niya dito sa Hebrews 11, Abel. Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Kaya ito po yung isang tao na ang kanyang pananampalataya ay nagdala sa kanya sa kamatayan. Yun po ang pinakaunang binigay na halimbawa nitong Hebrew writer. Kaya, and yet, he continued on to devote his life, worshiping God, living his life for God, in spite the challenge, in spite of the opposition, in spite of the jealousy and anger of his own brother. Can you imagine being murdered by your own brother? Can you imagine looking at the face of your own brother with that he has so much anger directed toward you and he's going to kill you and bury you and hide you from the rest? And yet, he sealed his life. He sealed his life by his own death and sacrifice. And even though he died earlier than the rest, maybe, okay, because of his faith in God, sabi po niya, though he was dead, he still speaks. A testimony po, na kahit po ang isang believer sa Panginoon na namatay, o kahit kamatayan po, maaari pa rin po mangusap ang ating po mga buhay at magpatotoo sa kabutihan at kadakilaan ng Diyos. So siya po yun, si Abel. And this second example is Enoch. Enoch, pinapakita po dito, he did not die like Abel, but he proved to be Someone who walked with God and continued to do so and continued to live and translated into the presence of God and did not experience death. Part of the story of Enoch can be seen or can be read in Genesis, in the account of Genesis chapter 5. If you want to turn your Bibles there, please, with me, Genesis chapter 5. And Genesis 5 is a recounting of all the descendants of Adam. And this happened after sin came into the picture. Remember, Adam and Eve were tempted and they fell into sin. And from that time on, anong promise na Panginoon sa kanila, this is what will happen to you. From the time you will eat of the fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will die. You will surely die. Of course, he did not die right away, physically, but later on. And we see how everything unfolded. Kung paano po, nagkaroon po ng epekto, yung kanilang mga kasalanan, hanggang po sa kanilang pamilya, hanggang po itong magkapatid na si Cain and Abel, Cain murdering his own brother. And yet, the graciousness of God allowed man to continue on to live his life, continued on to propagate, continued on to multiply and fill the earth with more people. And nagtaka ho tayo, parang napakabilis dumami yung tao. Sino yung from Adam and Eve, dalawa lang naman sila. No? But Adam and Eve lived for so many years. 800 plus years, or if I'm not mistaken, 700 plus years. Can you imagine the many offsprings that they would bear, okay, during that time, okay? And how about their offsprings? Eh, paano yung ano, magkapatid, magka-relative? Okay, hindi na po ano yun, no? Because ang lalayo na po ng kanilang agwat, ang lalayo na po ng distansya in terms of ano. And life was still new that time. Hindi ho kagaya po sa ating pong panahon po ngayon. Pag nag-asawa po, magka-mag-anak, kay meron pong epekto sa kanila pong physical na nakaanyuan. But during those times, it was not actually a problem. But together with people filling the earth, people populating the globe, we find people also increasing in terms of their sinfulness before God. We see people continually expressing his own depravity, okay, toward one another. Kaya po itong itong Genesis chapter 5, makikita po natin na isang madilim na background pagdating po sa konteksto ni Enoch. That is not just as simple as saying Enoch walked with God and he pleased God and God took him away. But in the context of Enoch, he was living in a time where there is an increasing ungodliness and wickedness of man. In fact, in Genesis chapter 6, you will find there God eventually is going to judge the earth. And that's why he commissioned Noah to build the ark so that Noah and his family will be the ones who will once again propagate the earth. And God would extinguish humankind that time. So dito po sa Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24, sabi po niya, Enoch lived 65 years and became the father of Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he became the father of Methuselah. And he had other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Okay, so Enoch lived how many years? 365 years. And his son is Methuselah. And maybe that name is not so much for us, but he is the man who had the longest span of life. Okay, he had lived the longest. Okay, from among the record, no, sa scripture, 969 years lang naman po. Kulang na lang isang millennium, no? Pero 969, kaya ang inalaw ng Panginoon na mabuhay po si Methuselah. Siya po ay anak ni Enoch. Iba po yung Enoch na anak ni Cain, okay? Sa unang mga chapters, no? Sa Genesis 3 or 4, no? Ang Enoch po na ito ay part po ng generation po ni Seth. Okay? So he is a good person. He's a man in that good line, no? From Seth. That later on matitrace po natin ang kanya pong lineage. Okay? Of course we will see that later on. But in Luke chapter 3, we'll see the lineage of Christ. Okay? So Enoch, Methuselah, and part of that, no, matitrace back po niya kay Adam. Okay? Yun po ang ginawa ni Luke. Hindi ko kagaya kay Matthew, trinace forward po niya kay Mary and kay Joseph, no? Pero dito po kay Luke, ang ginawa po niya, binalik po niya kay Adam. Okay? And going back to that story, and how God had promised that the seed of the woman will bruise the serpent's head, and that man will begin to once again call on the name of the Lord and walk with God in a very personal and living way. So yun ho ang konteksto po niyan. I'd like you to open also to Hebrew to Jude. Jude chapter 1, isang chapter lang po ang Jude. And let us look at how Jude describes Enoch. Jude 14 and 15. Jude 1, 14, 15. It was also about these men that Enoch, in the seventh generation from Adam. Okay, so yun ang proof. Okay, hindi po siya yung Enoch na anak ni Cain. Okay, ito po yung Enoch, seventh generation from Adam. Prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of His holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds which they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him." This has a very particular significance later on, as we are going to examine in detail. Ito pong klase ng lakad po ni Enoch. Because Enoch prophesied, and he gave this message, that God is going to bring with Him His holy ones, thousands and thousands of them, to be able to bring the judgment upon the earth. And we know that it was first fulfilled during the time of Noah, okay, his son, or great-grandson, Noah. And then later on, we know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, He will fulfill that promise. Kaya inulit po ito ni Jude dito po sa kanyang letter. So let's go to Enoch. What can we learn about Enoch? If he did not die, and in fact, he lived, no, to be able to not be able to experience yung death. So that, speaking technically, okay, or hindi ho si Mito sila ang may record. Si Enoch po ang may record. Okay, the longest person alive. Because hanggang ngayon, buhay na buhay po. Okay, dahil hindi siya namatay. Okay? But of course, kidding aside, brethren, we find that this is amazing. This is amazing as far as God is concerned with regard to how He had ordained man's life. Kasi doon po sa account doon sa Genesis 5, you will find man was born and he lived for so many years at meron pong nakalagay na, and he died. And he died. Nakadugtong po yun sa kanilang lahat. Nakadugtong po yun. And he died. He lived so many years and he died. And he died. And he died. All throughout the centuries, the history of mankind, and he died. But this man, Enoch, did not die. Okay? He walked with God. And let me ask, you know, how did Enoch walk with God? That God was so pleased with him. How did he do it? How did he please God? By walking with God. First, in believing. In believing. Enoch believed God. Enoch walked by faith. He had faith in God. You can go back to Hebrews chapter 11 and we can define what faith really is. Okay, that the Lord will not walk in the person that He is not pleased with. Okay? So walking with God, walking together requires faith, knowledge, intimacy, friendship, and love. Sa Hebrews 11, ano po sabi po doon? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And by that same faith, Enoch walked with God. Nanampalataya po siya sa Panginoon. And with that faith, brethren, he walked with God. He believed God as his own Savior and Lord. He believed God as the only one who could truly bring him from life to life, if we might say. It's not life to death to life, no. It's life to life. Yun po ang nangyari kay Enoch. So that he was pleasing to God by faith, brethren. Believing in God. You might say, well, napakasimple naman yan, Pastor. Maniwala ka lang at yun na. And God is pleased already? Come on. There should be something more than that. Than believing and by just putting your faith in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, brethren, in Colossians chapter 2, sabi po niya doon, okay, if you might turn your Bibles there, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. Just as you have received Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him. How did you receive the Lord? How did you receive the Lord? Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. There's no other way to please God. There's no other way to be walking with God, but by faith. Brethren, by faith. And that's why Enoch was always pleasing to God, because he always believed. He always believed in God. He did not neglect coming to God and putting his trust in God and in God alone. Remember, di ko pa nailagay po dito, but in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, quoted in Hebrews chapter 10, okay, you might want to open there, but Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says that the righteous must live by faith. The righteous must live by faith. And that's part of the slogan or passage or verse in Romans that Paul or that Martin Luther also had read in order to incite the Protestant movement, the Reformation movement. Okay, yun hong ginawa ng Panginoon. The righteous shall live by faith. And apart from faith, there is no righteousness. There is no justification. We cannot be saved apart from God's grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As sinabi po sa Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, not by works, not by any good deeds, not by any religion that we have, but by grace through faith alone with God. Sa ating pong panahon, napakadami po mga tao, inaakala po, napakasimple naman yan, maniwala lang. But it seems that even that, brethren, you cannot do apart from God's working in your life. Because the Bible says it is the gift of God. To believe is a gift of God. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, whoever believes. But the believing there is not your own. It is God who will give you the faith to believe. It is God who will give you and grant you the opportunity to open your darkened mind and your heart to be able to trust only in the saving work of Jesus Christ on the cross, forsaking your own. Kaya nga, meron pong nagsabi, yung faith. Kaya nalagyan po niya ng acronym. Faith, F, forsaking, A, all, I, T, trust, H, Him. Forsaking all, I trust Him. If we might add, alone. If you want to be more precise, brethren. Forsaking all, I trust Him alone. And that's what faith is really all about. If you are truly going to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're willing to forsake yourself. You're willing to say, I'm willing to take up my cross daily. I'm willing to deny myself. I'm willing to really confess my sinfulness before God. I'm willing to really acknowledge I need God and I cannot do anything apart from God. He is my righteousness. I want to trust Him and in Him alone for His work on the cross. I rely on Him. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, that He did it for me, a sinner. And I'm here right now, saved by grace. I'm here right now, standing before the Lord, not based on my own merit, but on the merit of His Son, Jesus Christ. And you continue on further in that walk with Him, acknowledging for 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, what did Paul say? I suffer all things for the sake of Christ. Why? For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to keep and guard that which I have entrusted to Him that day. Lahat ng pinagkatiwala ko yung buhay ko sa Panginoon, He is able to keep that. I know Him. I know whom I have believed. And Enoch was so convinced of that, brethren. He knew God as a reality in his life. It's as if he saw God himself and just said, God is real. He is in my life. He is the one walking with me every day, as if I see His face and I know Him and I love Him and I trust in Him and in Him alone. It's not enough, brethren, for you to just go to church. It's not enough for you to be just doing all of this religious stuff. We know that walking with God involves personal experience in Him. It involves continually glorying in Him for what He has done on the cross for us. Repenting of our sins and knowing that we are nothing apart from Him. Many people had claimed to believe, but unfortunately, they live as if God does not exist. Marami po tayong mga kakilala, mga kaibigan even. Sabi ho nila naniniwala sila sa Diyos, pero pagbalik ho nila sa kanilang sarili-sarili mga buhay, tuloy pa rin sa ligaya, tuloy pa rin sa bisyo, tuloy pa rin sa kanilang mga maling at masamang kaparaanan ng buhay. Then that's not really walking with God, because walking with God really involves your life being transformed, your life being changed, your life reflect what you believe. Your life really reflect what you believe. What you were convicted about, you live. You live. As a true and something that is real. I know that God, and He is a righteous God. He is my righteousness. Therefore, He requires me to live in the same way. So believing that we are continually in His presence. Believing God is the first step of walking in a way that is pleasant, in a way that is vibrant, in a way that is glorifying to God. Second, Philippians chapter 3, sabi rin po niya, I want to know Christ. Okay, you can go back to Paul's declaration, I press on toward the goal of knowing Christ Jesus. Okay, so that he identifies himself with his death, his resurrection even. So yun ang katotohanan patungkol sa Panginoon. Secondly, brethren, it's not only believing but seeking. The only way to live a life that is pleasing to God, the only way for us to walk with God, first is believing, second is seeking. What does Hebrews chapter 11, 6 says to us? Everyone who comes to God must believe. Okay, yun ang una, that He is. And second, that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. Ito po ang isang irony sa Christian life. Sabi po ni A.W. Tozer, to have found God and yet still be seeking God and looking for God, for more of God in your life. Wow. Well, endless po, no? Quest and desire to seek God. Nahanap mo na. Of course, ikaw hinanap muna ng Panginoon. Okay, never think that it's you who sought God in the first place. God sought you and you found Him. And you responded to Him so that you are enabled to come to Him and have found Him in your life. And having found Him, you continue on with seeking God continually, with knowing God and just walking with Him in all the days of your life. So hindi po natatapos nung naligtas ka. Hindi natatapos po nung ikaw ay una nakakilala sa Panginoon at naniwala ka sa Panginoon. In fact, it must continue. As you walk with God, you are believing God, you are continually trusting in Him, and you are seeking Him. You are looking for opportunities to serve Him. You are looking for opportunities to be able to seek Him with all your heart. Sabi nga po ng Hebrews. Okay? So that you and I are given that opportunity. Hebrews chapter 10, if you might turn there with me. Verse 35 and 36. Hebrews 10, 35 to 36. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. Okay, God rewards those who diligently seek Him. Do not lose your confidence. Magpatuloy ka sa iyong lakad. The true evidence that you are truly a believer in Christ is that you are continually seeking God. You are continually persevering. You are growing in Him. You are walking with Him each day. At naranasan mo siya sa iyong buhay. Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and this is what I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and to inquire in His temple. When the Lord says to me, seek my face, the psalmist declared, your face, O Lord, I will seek. He made that firm commitment to God. And we need to ask ourselves, are we truly seeking God for all that He is? Who are we truly seeking in our lives? What are we seeking for? What are we looking for, brethren? Ang hinahanap po ba natin ay kasiyahan? Ang hinahanap po ba natin ay kayamanan, karangyaan, ang katanyagan? What have we been looking for all throughout our lives? Did you look for Christ? Do you consider it a truly worthwhile thing to be seeking and serving God? Kagaya po ng nangyari po sa Hebrews, they knew that even though they were not granted the things that were given them, that were promised them, okay, many of them died before the fulfillment of all that God had promised, and yet they continued on to trust in God. They continued on to seek after God. Yan po ang kagandahan po ng lakad po ng isang mananampalataya. Okay, God being our true treasure, God being the one whom we seek all the days of our lives, siya lamang at wala nang iba na magpapasaya po sa atin. So that you and I, brethren, we understand that salvation is not just about forgiveness of sin. It's not just about avoiding hell and enjoying eternity with God in heaven. These things are good. These things are true. These things are the things that God had done in our lives as a result, brethren, of our salvation. But salvation comes by having God. It is about having God and knowing and experiencing Him in our lives. It is having Him and experiencing Him in our lives. Kagaya po ng mga verses po na to, I've set the Lord always before me. Okay, and that He is my joy, says the psalmist. Whom am I in heaven? Only God. Okay, whom am I in heaven? I desire nothing but God and God alone. He's the strength of my heart and my portion. Psalm 43, verse 4, God, my exceeding joy. He is my joy. He is the one who makes me truly happy. And I hope, brethren, that as we continue on in seeking God, we might be able to feel and experience what a privilege, what a joy for us to be able to be walking with this God. Sabi po ng isang author, I forgot his name, but this is what he wrote, a commentator. The man with whom God is pleased is the man who is pleased with God himself. Ulitin ko po. The man with whom God is pleased is the man who is pleased with God himself. You want God to be pleased with your life? Make sure that you are truly seeking God. You have Him as your true pleasure in your life. Okay, so the first is believing. The second is seeking. Third, it's related to the second, but I want us to have a closer look at this point, brethren. When walking with God, it is not does only mean that we are going to believe, not only mean that we are going to seek God, but also we are to continually devote our lives in fellowship with God. In fellowship with God. Enoch was so familiar with the face of God that he did not want to depart from God. And God was just so pleased with him, and that God said, alika na. Okay? Uwi na sa bahay. Uwi na ngayon. You know? What an experience that is for Enoch. In Psalm 26, verse 3. Okay, samahan niyo po ako sa Psalm 26, verse 3. Hindi po 23, okay? Although maganda rin po yung 23. He also talks about the same, no? Knowing the Lord as your shepherd. But in 26, verse 3, sabi po niya, "For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth." Your loving kindness is always before me, and I walk in your truth. I delight in your truth. I want to be able to fellowship with you, Lord. I want to be able to constantly commune with you. I want to grow in intimacy with you. We're talking about true devotion here, brethren. We're talking about the time spent with God, and that nothing is wasted from when we know that that time is well spent with the Lord. In the Lord's presence, it is time well spent. It is time well spent. Problema nga lang, no, tayo po ang mas nauunang nagkakaroon ng pagtatabang dito sa bagay na ito. But God has always been there wanting for us to commune with Him, wanting for us to fellowship with Him. Brethren, having faith in God means that we are constantly being nourished. The Apostle Peter declared, "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." We are being nourished in our faith. We are being nourished and nurtured in terms of our walk with God. And always pressing on toward the upward call of God with Him as the prize. Philippians 3:14. I referred to this earlier in our discussion, brethren. But this is what the Lord wants us to experience this year. Walking in fellowship with God, like a true friend, disclosing their hearts to each other, allowing God to know what you are going through, what you might be experiencing, the pains in your life, the sins that you have committed, being accountable to God for your decisions, for your actions, telling Him all your secrets. And that God also disclosing Himself to you. Can you imagine God walking like with someone like Abraham? Remember? God would have to disclose to Abraham because he is his friend what he was about to do with Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's why Abraham bargained with God, "Lord, if there's number of people who are righteous, will you still destroy?" God said no. And then lowered the numbers. And then God said no. "If there are five more righteous, I will not destroy Sodom." Okay, but he could not bargain anymore. Okay, but someone was more than willing to do that. Okay? Only that Abraham was truly to him as a friend, disclosing his thoughts to a friend. At ganyan po ang ating pong dapat na saloobin patungkol po sa Panginoon. In fact, Genesis chapter 15, ano po sabi ng Lord kay Abraham? "I am your shield and your great reward. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will give you your descendants." Okay, all throughout the Genesis account, you will find God reaffirming Himself to Abraham. "I am your reward. I am your reward. Are you seeking for reward? Are you seeking for things that might satisfy you? Are you seeking for things that might fulfill you? Okay, God said, I am your reward. I am your great reward. Psalm 84, the psalmist said, okay, one day in the courts of the Lord is better than 1,000 years outside. Okay, one day in your courts, Lord, is better than being outside your house. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he began to realize how precious it is really to be with the Lord and to be seeking God and to be communing with God and to be enjoying God and experiencing God all throughout the days of his life. And mind you, brethren, we are in the safest place. For as far as God is concerned, he will keep us in him. As we walk with him, we know that it's such an honor and privilege. Amen? Yung makasama mo lang yung hari. Kaya na isang araw eh, tuwang-tuwa ka na. Or how many of us who might be given that privilege? Maybe, I don't know, no, once in a life, or 1 billion people. But brethren, this is your privilege as a child of the King. Being able to commune with the King every day is your privilege. Being able to call him your own father, being able to acknowledge him in your life and worship him and declare him to be your own, your friend, your eternal God, your exceeding joy. Praise God. So, believing, seeking, thirdly, fellowshipping, and lastly, brethren, I need 5 more minutes to finish this, proclaiming. Enoch did not just remain, well, okay na ako sa lakad ko sa Panginoon. I'm just so blessed. I'm just so happy. Okay, let me just enjoy all these blessings and just die or just be in the Lord's presence. No, he did not do that, brethren. The time that he spent walking with God was also a time when he preached righteousness throughout the earth. It was also a time before Noah's time, even before Noah was going to build the ark. Enoch was already preaching about righteousness and judgment. He was already telling the people to repent because of their wickedness. And God said, I relent that I created man whose thoughts and heart and actions are evil continually. He was so grieved at mankind in Genesis chapter 6. Sabi niya, tatapusin ko na to. I will make a new nation. I will make a new people. And imagine Enoch hearing that. Imagine Enoch being able to hear that and understand that. How can his heart not be moved, brethren? How can his heart not be moved at the condition of the people during his time? How can he continue on enjoying with his walk with God without being concerned about the people around him? And that's why he preached righteousness. Based on Jude chapter 1:14, pinakita po niya, he prophesied. He spoke about God. He declared the word of God. He was a preacher of the olden times. Siya po yung isa sa mga naunang propeta ng Diyos. Wala pa po yung prophetic office. Tinawag na po itong si Enoch to be able to declare the righteousness of God. Such was his burden for that generation that was lost. He walked with God. Sure, it was a fruitful walk. It was a joyful walk. It was a satisfying walk. It was a pleasant walk. But it's also something that brought him on his knees to be burdened, to pray, and to come up with ways and opportunities to declare. Hindi man po dinetali kung paano po niya ginawa po yun, but surely, if you are walking rightly with God, your life will be a testament. It will be a testimony to the people around you. Hindi po ba? And I'm sure that he opened his mouth as well as he talked with people. Kaya po tayo bilang mga mananampalatayan ng Panginoon. We don't just show our light to the people and okay, I am a Christian, you know, because of my life. That's good. But I am a Christian as I speak the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ to them and hope that they would listen and hope that they would repent of their sins and come to God and acknowledge Him in their lives. So Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied in Hebrews 11:5, he could not be found. Why? Because God had taken him away. Such was the grace of God upon his life and the endurance that he had shown. 300 years of walking with God was not really enough. Okay, tayo po, di ba? Yung lifespan ho natin ngayon, 70, 80 years. Or even now, medyo mas mababa na po yata, 60 years, no? But imagine their time. But it's seemingly, it's not enough. 300 years. Kaya sabi niya, I want more. I want more of God. And God was so pleased, and God took him away. You know, we should not grieve the death of someone who is in Christ. No, pag kinuha na siya ng Panginoon, then magpasalamat tayo, magpuri tayo sa Panginoon. Wow, inuwi na siya ni Lord. Okay? When his people are ready, when you are ready, God will bring you home. Amen? Of course, hopefully you are ready. Because seemingly, Lord, hindi pa ako handa. Ang dami ko pang gustong gawin. You know, pero sa grasya ng Panginoon, He makes sure you'll be ready. Anak, okay na. Okay? Maybe sabi ng Panginoon, okay na, tama na yung pagkakasala mo, iuwi na lang kita. Pwede rin po niyang gawin po yun. Pero tayo po ay pinagkalooban ng Panginoon to be able to do this. And one day, brethren, okay, we will all be changed. Okay, in Corinthians, pinapakita po sa atin na nanalo na po ang Panginoon sa kamatayan. At the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet, at the voice of the archangel, we know that God will change us. And He will transform our lowly bodies and transfer us from mortality to immortality. Wow. You as a mortal person, right away, be given a resurrection body. Okay, praise God. No, wow, exciting po yan mga kapatid kung darating po yung time na i-fulfill ng Panginoon yan sa ating henerasyon. Okay? But nonetheless, brethren, panalo pa rin po tayo. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, death, O death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? God has conquered sin and death. And that's why we triumph. We have triumphed over all these things and over all these circumstances in our lives. Kaya nga po mga kapatid, anumang oras, anumang sandali, anumang circumstances sa buhay po natin, it's never too late to be able to exalt the Lord and to be able to serve Him and proclaim Him to others. Dahil darating at darating po yung time po na yan. At tayo po ay pinagkalooban ng Lord ng responsibilidad na yan, mga kapatid. In summary, brethren, walking with God is to please God. It's synonymous with pleasing God. You want to please God, then walk with God. Walk with God by believing. Walk with God by diligently seeking. Walk with God by joyfully fellowshipping and boldly proclaiming. We are to walk with God steadily until the end of our journey. Hanggang pagdating po niya. Kung abutan tayo ng kamatayan, din abutan tayo ng kamatayan. Kung abutan ho tayo ng rapture, din abutan ho tayo ng rapture. Praise God! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, let us hope and pray for a closer walk with God indeed this year, 2021. A blessed new year indeed when we are walking with the Lord steadily, steadfastly, and pleasantly with God. Happy New Year po. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you never fail in your word and in your promises. As the years go by, Lord, we are being drawn closer and closer, Lord, to the fulfillment of all the things that you had promised. And we are, even though in these challenging times, Lord, in difficult times, as people might see it, Lord God, but we are in these exciting hours, Lord, in the last days. Thank you, Lord. Keep us excited. Keep us vigilant. Keep us faithful. Keep us walking with you, Lord, each day, believing, seeking, Lord, fellowshipping, and proclaiming you to the rest of the world. Thank you, Lord God. Bless your people, and even, Lord, as we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give with faith. Help us to give with love. Help us to give with joy from our hearts, acknowledging you as the provider of our lives. And we entrust to you indeed this year that you might once again, Lord God, prove yourself as the only faithful and trustworthy God, the one whom we are to love with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Happy New Year po. God bless.